Good. Okay, so the only other thing that I wanted to quickly touch upon before we close today is you setting up a schedule for yourself in your calendar where you take time to look for workshop presentation opportunities. But mostly, I said that for you, Barb, because I know you're really focusing on that. But really, the focus is to have public speaking appearances. And so for you, my suggestion, because this is what Suzanne Evans gave us to do, is at least 1 hour a week where you schedule it into your calendar, where you get on the internet or you reach out to people telling them the kinds of audiences that you want to speak for, that you can speak for. So for instance, what you would do, and you use the handouts that I gave you from Suzanne, you want to just jot down, like do a brain dump, and you might, kind of partner up with each other in a phone conversation and, kind of help each other pull out of them keywords, like you talk, Mary, about have somebody interview to pull out your story. So the two of you can kind of interview each other to pull out keywords that you could plunk into Google to find meetings, associations, departments, organizations, agencies that you could put in the keywords and then that word afterwards, like copywriting organizations, copywriting meetings, copywriting meetups, journaling associations, or for you, Barb, it could be copyright protection, copyright protection lectures, and then see who's giving the lecture and to whom are they giving the lecture, and then you could kind of reverse engineer, figure out who you could approach. And to do that 1 hour a week, now I personally am guilty. I have not done that because I have noticed, and I'm sharing this with you because this is what it takes when you're in a soul expansion mode. I have got some resistances to getting out there in a bigger way, and yet I just landed a gig. Mary, you might want to come up to Sacramento for this, where I'm going to be sharing a little stage with Jill Lublin and with another person who I love. Well, there you go. Up here in Sacramento on August 19th, where I'll be with some, I'll be with speakers who are very established and are marvelous contributors. So my soul manifested that. And my little self is having to heal and grow up to present time so that I am going in the same direction to create an unbelievable experience for my audience. So you will find your threshold, and then you will have to search to heal it so that you can expand into it, which is why that procrastination and overwhelm training was why my spirit guides gave that to me to teach you all that right now. Because when you soul expand, like setting up a commitment to get speaking gigs and to set aside time every week to just search, research, you use that hour to research for new contacts to then send that email to, which we talked about in class number one. But you also can use that hour to respond to the people that have answered that email, and then you take it to the next level, which is probably when can we talk, or they're asking you for what are your topics, and so you need to prepare in some sort of a swipe file for yourself where you just do a copy and paste the titles of your talks and the bullets of the learning points that you will teach so that you can have that ready to send to them along with a bio. You see? And so that needs to be a weekly discipline. And even though in my case I hit up against some resistance, trust me, I'm working through it. And that's just the way the territory works. When you have parts of you that are ready to be healed, that are not in alignment with the bigger vision of who you know you're meant to be, then you have to just recognize that that's the territory, and you know what to do. You have tools galore. You just have to do it without stopping yourself in the tracks with a bully attack, and just take the next step and make those baby steps when you have to. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.